The tongue swings out of control. The fact of the matter is that you can control lions and you can control elephants. You can control some of nature's biggest and most ferocious animals. Maybe we ought to get a cage in the circus and have a tongue. Pow! Get the whipping chair. Trying to tame the tongue. James says that every beast and bird and serpent and things in the sea have been tamed by man. But the tongue is something that we struggle with and that we haven't been able to tame.
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today as we continue our series, What We Have is a Failure to Communicate, with the conclusion of part two, Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires.
It's one day. Secondly, the believer must take possession of the tongue because, look at this, it demonstrates self-discipline. Look what he says in verse 2. For in many things we all stumble. He says there's a whole lot of things that we can trip over, and the tongue is one of them. If any man offend not in word, so what does that mean? If you've taken control of your tongue, and you don't offend in word, the same is a perfect, and that word perfect actually can mean mature. The same is a perfect man and able to bridle his whole body. You know what he's saying here? He's saying that if you can control your tongue, you know what? You can control everything else about you. As a matter of fact, and I was thinking about this, that a person who can't control their tongue, you know what the chances are? That they're probably having struggles in some other areas. If you can't control your tongue, it's probably a good indication that you are having some discipline problems in some other areas. James says here that if you can control your tongue, that if you can harness it, if you can bring it together, if you can take control of the tongue, woo, then you probably can take control of everything else in your life. That's the most difficult thing. That's the hardest thing to deal with. And once you learn that, once you deal with that, then everything else should be a piece of cake. I'm not saying it will be, but it should be a piece of cake. Possession of the tongue. The second thing we see is the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. Look what he says in verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, and they obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they are so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about by a very small helm wherever the pilot wills. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is like a horse. You place bits in the horse's mouth. I was doing some reading on bits to try to get a little more understanding, and I found out that there's such a thing. You know, we got all kind of abuse today, but there's such a thing as bit abuse. I said, wow, this is heavy here. But what bit abuse is when, you know, you take the bit and maybe you didn't measure it for the horse's mouth, and it presses on his tongue, or it jams up into the teeth or the palate, or it starts to cut into the jaws. And so as a result of that, the horse can get some infection and get sick, and even worse things can happen. So they got this whole thing out dealing with bit abuse. And the reason that they do that is because if the bit is placed comfortably in the horse's mouth, then it will control the horse. And any of you that ever have ridden on a horse before, it's amazing. I shared with you my experience in New Mexico when I was riding on this horse. Mr. T was the name of the horse. Big horse. Man, this was a big horse. And I guess, you know, I was the biggest guy there, so they gave me the biggest horse. But, you know, I got up on this thing, man. Now, the only other time I rode a horse was in, you know, remember in Kennywood, they used to have them horses that they walked around? That's the only other time I rode a horse. But I got on this horse, and it was amazing that if you just pulled on the rein just a little bit, let the horse's head go like that. If you let go, then it straightened back up again. And if you start coming to sharp turn and you pull a little bit harder, and it's just amazing how that you can control that horse, this big, massive animal with all these muscles just rippling throughout the body. And you can control that big horse with this little bit that's in his mouth. And James says that the tongue has the same power. The same power that the bit has in the horse's mouth, so the same power you are controlled by. Even the ship, he goes on to give an analogy of a ship. He says that this big ship, and back in James' day, he didn't see the big ships that we have today. Man, he would have really been blown away if he saw the ships that we have today. He said that this ship is controlled by a little rudder, this big ship. And then he said that the tongue is so powerful that this little wee tiny piece of flesh without a bone in it can control and set a whole forest on fire. Just leave destruction in its path. There was a lady who was in a village, and she had gossiped about another lady, and she wanted to go back to this lady and try to get this thing straightened out. And so she went to this wise man and asked this wise man, how can I get this rumor straightened out? I had gossiped. I told a lie on this lady. How can I go get this thing straightened out? The wise man told her to go home and kill her chickens and pluck the feathers and put them in a bag. And after this, come back and see me again. And on her way back, she was supposed to scatter the feathers that she had plucked from her chickens. And so she went and killed the chickens, plucked the feathers, and put them in a bag. And on the way back, she went and put the feathers out on the road. And when she came back to the wise man told her, okay, now I want you to go back and gather all the feathers and put them back into the bag. And the lady said, I can't do it. She said, the wind is blowing. This thing's all over the place. There's no way that I could go and get all those feathers back. And the wise man said, so it is with that gossip. There's no way that you can go and get it all back. And we need to realize, my brothers and sisters, that the tongue has great influence, that it's like a fire that it spreads what we say. It just spreads out there. And once it gets out there, there's no way that you can go and get it all back. There's no way that you can get it all back because you don't know where it went. So the only way to be sure, the only way to take control of it is to control the tongue. Look what he says in verse 6. He says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. He said the tongue is its own world. A tongue has a world of itself, and that if it's out of control, that it just is a destructive force in the world. He says, so is the tongue among our members. It defiles the whole body. You know, you can work out. You can eat right. You can stay edged up. You can be made up. You know, spend money on clothes. You can look the best that you absolutely can look. Exercise, look like lean, mean, fighting machine, all that good stuff. And if you got a wicked tongue, it just distracts from everything else about you. Now, you know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth. You know, you've seen folk, man, they look so good. I think of going back, you know, I think of the lady that was on, I'm dating myself now, Green Acres, Zsa Zsa Gabor. You know, and how that she was, and her sister, they were twins, and they, you know, looked so beautiful. And I remember one day that, you know, they had arrested her or something, and she was cussing out the policeman. They got it right on camera, cussing them out. I said, you know, it don't make no difference how good you look. But if you can't control your tongue, it just presents something ugly about you. It just, you know, people look at you and instead of seeing, you know, this beautiful person, all they see is this, your thing hanging out your mouth, just wagging back and forth. The tongue, it's a world of iniquity. And it setteth on fire the course of nature. It burns down. You know, many churches have been destroyed because of folks' tongue. I can look back and I can see pastors that are no longer in the ministry because of somebody's tongue. Somebody said something that was destructive. Somebody said something that tore them down, and they got out of the ministry. Wasn't true, but it had done so much damage. Folk have resigned because of something that was said about them. So the tongue can destroy all of nature. And that's what James says. And then look at this right here. He says at the end of verse 6, and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Two things there. Two things he says. Set on fire the course of nature. In the Greek, this says that the tongue is like a wheel. Have you ever seen one of these wheels that just spins and sometimes it spins and things spin off of it? You know, something spins off of it. He says that the tongue is like that wheel just going through life. It's just spinning. It's just spinning. And it spins stuff off. And everywhere it spins off that fire, destruction and devastation. And then he says, and it is set on fire of hell. That means when you don't control your tongue, you know who is the author of your words? You know who the author of who everything that you say is? Satan. That your tongue, when you don't control your tongue, he said it's set on the fire of hell. Wow. That means that, you know, we're going to see here in a second. People stand up, they praise God, and they talk about how good God is. God is good all the time, God is good. And yet and still, leave out of here and go cuss somebody out. Now, I know people at Bethany don't do that, so that's just them folk in other churches. I know Bethany people don't do that. I know they don't do that. Pastor Glaze would be surprised. I would be shocked and amazed. I know y'all don't do that. But he says that when we don't control our tongue, that we don't need to ask where it's coming from. You know, we don't need to say, don't say that I put my religion on the shelf. Don't say that. Don't say, well, I got caught up in the flesh. No, just say this. Just say, you know, let's be honest. I try to be honest. Let's just be honest. I just opened my tongue up for Satan and to let him speak through me, and he did. That's the bottom line. You know, when we don't control our tongue, James says, it's set on fire of hell. It didn't say from the flesh. Paul makes distinctions when he wants to talk about something that came from the flesh. He makes distinctions when he wants to talk about something that came from somewhere else. He said very simply right there, it is set on fire of hell. My. Let me move on. He says the tongue swings, the perversion of the tongue. It swings uncontrollably like an untamed beast. Look at verse 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things of the sea is tamed and hath been tamed by mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. The tongue swings out of control. The fact of the matter is that you can control lions and you can control elephants. You can control some of nature's biggest and most ferocious animals. Maybe we ought to get a cage in the circus and have a tongue. Pow! Get the whipping chair. Trying to tame the tongue. James says that every beast and bird and serpent and things in the sea have been tamed by man. But the tongue is something that we struggle with and that we haven't been able to tame. Oh, but thank God, I know one who was able to help us tame the tongue. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, who gives us the power to tame the tongue. And once again, if we are walking around with unbridled tongues, you know, it's because we haven't submitted ourselves to Christ. You know, if we are submitted to Christ, you know, we take control over that. We will take control over our tongue because all kind of animals can be tamed. He says, look at verse 8. He says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil. You know, that word unruly means that it's like an animal in a cage that's fighting to get out. You know how it is when you get that good piece of gossip. God has given you the cage to hold it back, but it's hard. It's unruly. You know, it's back there flapping back and forth, and you can't wait to get to somebody to share that with them. You know all that is? That's the animal trying to get out of the cage. That's all that's happening. So next, you know, maybe sometime if you would remember these metaphors, it might help you out the next time. It might help you out the next time. When you get that good piece of gossip, just say, look at that animal in my mouth. It's trying to get out. It's trying to get out. It's trying. I'm going to keep it in. I'm going to lock the cage. It's not going to get out. But then, sad to say, some folk will just go ahead and break on down, reach in their pocket and pull the key, and let the animal out. Just let it out. James said it's unruly. It's like an animal behind a cage. The produce of the tongue. Let me close with the produce of the tongue. He says in verse 9, therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men who are made after the similitude of God. So the same tongue says good things about God and says evil things about men who were made in the likeness of God, who were made in the image of God. James said, look, he said, brothers, he said, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing, my brethren? These things ought not so to be. He said, you can't bring, you know, cursing and blessing out of the same mouth. There was a Greek philosopher that asked his servant to provide the best dish possible. And so the servant came and put the plate with the cover on it in front of him and took it off, and there was a tongue. He said, tongue? Why is that the best dish? He said, well, because with it we can bless, we can communicate happiness, we can dispel sorrow, we can remove despair, we can cheer the faint-hearted, and we can inspire the discouraged. And the philosopher said, ah, that's good insight, that's good wisdom. He said, now bring me the worst dish that you can think of. The servant went away, came back with the plate under wrap, took it off, and it was a tongue. And the philosopher said, well, why did you have that also under the worst dish? He said, because the tongue can curse others. It can destroy reputations. It can promote discord and strife. It can divide families, churches, nations, and people. So the tongue is the best dish. The tongue is the worst dish. And the thing about the tongue is that he said, look at verse 11 as he wraps this up and gives this analogy. He says, doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain yield both salt water and fresh. See, what we do is contrary to nature. Wow, that's deep. What we do is contrary to nature. Even nature understands its purpose. Even nature understands what it's supposed to produce. Nature understands that figs only bear figs and that olives only bear olives. Nature understands that grapes bear grapes. Nature understands that. But we don't understand that our tongue, it's made to edify. It's made to build up. God created it to edify, to build up, to lift up. And with that same tongue, we use for destructive purposes. See, only you can prevent forest fires. If there's a fire, if something gets out of control, if something gets out of hand, folk done got mad and upset with each other, and you were the cause of it, you'll see, if you would have brought it in check right from the beginning, it wouldn't have happened. Only you can prevent forest fires. And as we close today, at the bottom of the page, in your notes, we look at this whole idea of the tongue, and we see that the tongue, it must be controlled. The tongue, it must be corralled. And the tongue, it must be cleansed. That should be each and every person's prayer in here today. Lord, help me control my tongue. As a matter of fact, let's look at these verses as we close. Psalm 141. Psalm 141. The tongue is carnal. It must be controlled. Psalm 141 and verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. Yes, amen. Amen. Yes, amen. The tongue is carnal. It must be controlled. The tongue is a cannon. You ever hear that expression, a loose cannon? It must be corralled. Proverbs 21 and verse 23. Proverbs 21 and verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keep his soul from troubles. Y'all missing these amens. I tell you what. Y'all missing these opportunities for amens. All right. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. And then Isaiah chapter 6, the tongue is corrupt and it must be cleansed. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the with tongs off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Notice, he didn't touch his hands. He didn't touch his feet. He touched his lips. You see, the tongue. Only you can prevent forest fire.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for the first half of part 3, A Hard Head. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires, or program number 060122. That's 877-831-5060 and request Only You Can Prevent Forest Fires, or program number 060122. Another convenient way to contact us by way of email, aij@bethanybaptist-pgh.org. That's aij@bethanybaptist-pgh.org. Today's teaching was part 2 of our 9-part series titled, What We Have is a Failure to Communicate. The entire series is made available by request. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. We here at Anchored in Jesus would like to invite you to come and be our guest this Sunday at Bethany Baptist Church. Service starts at 10:30. For directions or further details, not only pertaining to our Sunday morning worship service, but also the various other services at the Bethany Center each week, and training opportunities offered through the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, refer to bethanybaptist-pgh.org. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.